Hello, this is Pia.
And this is Marios.
From the Counselling and Wellbeing team at RNIB. We're going to talk about living with sight loss and the uncertainty this can bring up. And this is part of our series on Good Mental Health podcasts. In this podcast, we will be discussing how living with sight loss can bring up a lot of uncertainty for people, the range of emotions someone might experience, and we will also give some tips on how to cope with this uncertainty. So to start off, would it be helpful to talk about some of the situations, scenarios where someone might experience uncertainty?
Yeah, sure. I think when somebody experiences sight loss, it's going to affect their life in so many ways and it's bound to bring up lots of uncertainty. And some of the ways in which it may show up might be in terms of their sight deteriorating, and not knowing how it's going to develop over time. Are they going to lose all of their sight, for example? Is it going to stabilize at some point? How much sight would they be left with? It might also come up in terms of how they're going to cope in life moving forward. So this could be in terms of practicalities of life or financial implications. For some people, it might also be to do with the treatment that they're having and not knowing what the outcome of the treatment's going to be. And I think for some, it's going to also be around, you know, deterioration of sight over a long period of time. As with some conditions, the sight loss is gradual. And then with some other conditions, the sight can be variable day to day, so that can bring up lots of uncertainty as well for people. And I think some other areas as well could be around the loss of independence and also a change in identity. So these areas can also bring up lots of uncertainty for people. I think, you know, it's important to recognize that as human beings, we all want to feel that we're in control and we know what's going on in our life. And when faced with something like sight loss, that can bring up lots of uncertainty. And along with that will also come some difficult feelings. So I don't know if that's something you can say a little bit more about, Pia.
You know, when faced with living with sight loss, there are a range of emotions that may come up, and it's natural and valid to have one's feelings. It could be shock, anxiety, depression, anger, fear, frustration at not being able to do the things that one is used to doing, worry, both on a day-to-day basis as well as about the future. But it can also bring about feelings of hopelessness and, you know, in more extreme cases can lead someone to feeling despairing or even suicidal.
Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, these are common emotions maybe that most people will experience if they're going through sight loss.
You know, everyone's feelings are valid and they may be different from one person to the next. And they may change over time as one sight changes and can vary in intensity. So I think it's important to acknowledge that.
And I guess I'm wondering as well what impact it could have on somebody when they're experiencing these types of emotions and going through sight loss as well.
Well, for example, someone who's feeling depressed may start withdrawing from family or friends or start losing interest in participating in things they once enjoyed or were actively involved in. Someone who is feeling anxious may actually feel safer being at home and find themselves, you know, becoming housebound over time. It can also increase, you know, that the sense of isolation and feeling alienated from others. Having said that, there are things that can, you know, in spite of all the upheaval, there are things that can help, you know, reduce the impact of uncertainty as well as help people manage their emotions. And, you know, maybe you can say a little bit about that.
I think, you know, it's we could maybe think of two broad areas in terms of what people can do that might help them with the uncertainty. So one area would be sort of the emotional psychological side of things, and then the other side could be the practical side. So for example, things like mindfulness, relaxation, meditation, breathing exercises, these I think can help people to try and manage, you know, the level of anxiety that they might be experiencing due to the uncertainty. Exercise can also be something that can help for some people. And then there's other things like counseling, where, you know, you're able to talk to a counselor about how you're feeling. And also support groups or peer groups. These can also be really helpful. And, you know, especially in terms of allowing people to recognize that they're not the only ones going through these sort of emotions and this level of uncertainty. On the practical side, finding out information around your condition, your sight loss condition, for example, or the treatment that you're having, that can be quite helpful to reduce the level of uncertainty. Also, finding out about what services are available out there, that can be really helpful. And adaptation can be really helpful as well. So, for example, learning to use a cane or learning to use a mobile phone or a computer with access technology. These can be things that help people to regain independence again.
And what about RNIB services?
Yes, so the RNIB also offers a range of services that helps and supports people. For example, there's the Living with Sight Loss courses that are offered, which help people to cover some of these areas that I've already mentioned. There's the Talk and Support, which helps people get in touch with others, peers, for example. And there's other things like talking books as well, and various other services, including the counselling, of course.
We hope this podcast has been helpful in understanding the impact of uncertainty and how reaching out for help and support can reduce the level of uncertainty. If you're feeling anxious, you can contact No Panic. Their number is 0300 772 9844. There is also Sightline. Their number is 0800 587 2252. And for further information, you can also visit the RNIB website at www.rnib.org.uk, or you can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.